This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals, you can give us a call right now at 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. Joined this week by CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas of Klaus Financial. You can find them online, klausfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S financial.com, or give them a call at the office, 608-442-5637. Hold on to that telephone number. Coming up a little bit later in the program, we will have our Klaus Quiz question of the week. And again, if you have any questions, I know there's been a lot going on globally with this markets, and people sometimes get a little uneasy, maybe need some questions answered, some reassurances. And if you have any questions, CJ and Malia are definitely the go-to people for that. Again, our number is 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. CJ, Malia, how you guys doing?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Malia, how you doing?
Thank you. Very good.
Excellent. Well, let's today we're going to be talking, of course, we're in the new year. We're going to be talking about easy to make and easy to keep financial resolutions for 2016. And for a lot of us, that easy word is key, isn't it?
It is. It absolutely is. Yeah. Easy to make, easy to keep resolutions is kind of the key. Many times when we're thinking of financial goals, we set our goals so high and our expectations so high that, you know, we get 2 months into the year and we don't accomplish anything. I tend to think of, I don't go to the gym all the time, but I go maybe 2-3 times a week. And it's amazing, right around the new year, you can see that people have set unrealistic, you know, health goals, because they're in there for about 2 weeks and then they get so upset that they never show up to the gym thereafter. So when it comes to financial goals, set easy to make and easy to keep goals. And as we go forward here, by the way, I wanted to say something real quickly before we get too deep into this about what's happening with the overall markets. Mm-hmm. It's important to remember, investing, number one, is a long-term endeavor. If volatility on a weekly or a monthly basis is causing you to jump in or out, then you probably shouldn't be investing at all. And furthermore, really, this sell-off in the market is driven by the Chinese stock market and by oil prices, which to us are not long-term issues for the U.S. stock market. They're short-term issues. So I just want to give some people encouragement. You know, we're very aware of what's going on, and yet this is somewhat normal. We see spikes up and spikes down in the market. And another quick rule of thumb, the market always tends to go down on an elevator and up on an escalator. Let me repeat that, down on an elevator, up on an escalator. A lot of times people go, it goes down so fast, but it takes so long to come back up. Well, that's true. That's just the nature of the stock market.
Kind of the opposite of gas prices.
That's right.
He's CJ Klaus. She is Malia Cuevas. We'll continue our conversation about financial resolutions and easy ones to make, easy ones to keep. And, of course, take your calls at 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. As a matter of fact, Bill took the time to call in. Bill, welcome to the program. You're on with Malia and CJ. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. I've got a question. Is there an age where it makes sense not to contribute to a Roth IRA? I'm about 7 years from retirement, and thinking that I might start shifting some money to a Roth IRA.
Yep. Great question, Bill. So just so our listeners, Bill, have an understanding of what you're asking, I'm going to quickly explain the difference between Roth and traditional, and then I'll respond to your question. So again, for our listeners, traditional IRA is a pre-tax contribution with tax-deferred growth, so that when you're in retirement and pull money out, it'll be taxable. A Roth IRA is the opposite. It's an after-tax contribution with tax-free growth, so that when you go to pull the money out in retirement, all of that money is tax-free. Now, obviously, people would generally say, well, of course, I'd rather have tax-free money than taxable money, so why wouldn't I do Roth? Well, the key here is that you don't get any tax break today when you do Roth contributions. Now, to answer your question, Bill, what is better as you get older? Well, unfortunately, we can't respond to that for you in particular because I don't know your financial situation, but instead, I'll answer it more broadly. Generally, as you get closer to retirement, Roths are not the better solution, because now we don't have time to recoup the lost taxes. So if you read any kind of white papers on Roths, they'll say time is your biggest component with a Roth. But there could be an exception to that. And the exception could be if you already have enough saved for retirement, and really this money is more than likely going to be for the next generation. That's when Roth conversions can come into play, and that's when even making Roth contributions later on in life can make sense. So again, I apologize to not be more direct, but it's very personal in terms of what's right for each household.
Thank you.
Bill, thank you so much for the call. And it is interesting about, you know, kind of how do you, you know, are you going to use this money, or is it something you want to, you know, for following generations, for the grandkids or whoever is, you know, and trying to figure out what you're going to do. And is it going to be a traditional? Is it going, you want it in a Roth, and kind of putting that plan together? And it highlights the importance of having these conversations with your planning professional, saying, here's what I'd like to do. How can we make this happen?
Totally. Yeah. It's difficult because, again, if you just look at somebody and say, hey, are you planning on utilizing your pre-tax retirement accounts before 70 and a half, which is, of course, 70 and a half is the required minimum distribution age. And some people go, no, I'm not. And that's when we start looking at Roth conversions, because now I go, wait a minute. If you don't start converting this or using this, the government will force you to pay taxes on it. Mm-hmm. So we might as well instead decide when to pay tax and therefore convert it to a Roth, so that when you eventually die and pass this on, it goes to your kids tax-free instead of taxable. So again, it's so difficult because you've got to know the context of the question that Bill was asking, and also whether or not it's right or wrong for you. And that's why it's hard for us to make blanket statements on a radio show like this.
Fantastic question there, Bill. If you have a question for CJ or Malia, they'd love to answer it for you. Our number's 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Again, that's 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Talking a little bit about what's been going on in the global financial situation, also talking about what's been going on with the new year, and a lot of us are making those resolutions and making the decision, okay, I'm going to do this, and really being able to keep that. And there is a difference, kind of goals versus resolutions, and kind of bring that into the reality, isn't there?
Yeah, goals is really what, when we're talking financial plans for your year, we think goals are a little more sticky. And as CJ's pointed out, we'd like you to really look at your own situation and make reasonable goals that you can keep. And sometimes that's when you're looking at your own debt situation. We'll get into that in a little while, but how can you chip away at that? What we'd like our listeners to look at is what can they do this year to prepare for next year, because we are planners, and what can we still do this year to maybe make things look a little better from last year's tax perspective. So the first item would be let's plan effectively starting this month, how much can we be putting away into our 401k or 403b, whatever deferred retirement plan you may have at work. The total amount, which we seem to espouse almost every other week here, is $18,000 a year can be put aside into those types of retirement accounts, assuming you're under the age of 50. And if you're over 50, an additional $6,000, so up to $24,000. So what we'd like our listeners to do is say, okay, am I maxing that out every year? If I'm not, am I moving it up a percentage or two so I can max that out? That's our ultimate goal, is to be able to put aside as much as possible into our deferred accounts. As CJ said, you know, sometimes there's the Roth. There are Roth 401ks, and perhaps you're going to want to put a percentage of that deferred into that bucket. But really, it's just saying, how many pay periods do I have? How much needs to come out of every check so that it starts happening? And it's not that you can't change it. The good thing is, years ago, you could only change it once a year or twice a year. You can actually change it monthly, and I'm not saying you should, but life happens, and you may have to adjust. But I'd like people to start out with a great plan at the beginning of the year, making sure they're putting away as much as possible.
Do you guys see a lot of people also, you know, as year-end evaluations kind of come in and in the workplace, and people getting their annual raises, saying, you know what, I got by on so much money last year. I've got this raise. Maybe it's a good time to maybe take that money and say, I live with somebody that does this. They get the raise and they say, that's just money for retirement. Got by fine last year. Why not invest that for the retirement? You guys see a lot of people kind of with that strategy?
Yeah, I mean, if we don't see them with that strategy, we try to implore that into their heads. And I say, well, if you have a 3% raise, You know, let's at least take 2%, if
sure.
not the whole thing, just like you said, Sean, to make sure that, you know, as soon as I know for myself, if it hits my bank account, it looks disposable.
Mm-hmm.
It looks disposable, and somehow it does get disposed of. So let's just go ahead and be, you know, proactive and say, yep, I didn't miss it. You know, even if I want to enjoy something special, let's harbor away a little bit of it.
Great information. She is Malia Cuevas. He is CJ Kloss. They come to us from Kloss Financial. If you have a question for them, they would love to answer it for you. Our telephone number is 321-1310. Toll free 877-235-1310. This is, of course, Money in Motion. All your retirement questions in one place. All of the answers to those questions right here. Again, our number is 321-1310. Toll free 877-235-1310. You can find Kloss Financial online at klossfinancial.com. K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Or you can pick up the phone and give them a call. Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Or call right now with your question. 321-1310. Toll free 877-235-1310. We'll continue to look forward to the new year. We'll also continue to talk a little bit about your and take your calls at 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our number is 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. You got any questions about planning for your retirement? Maybe you're nearing retirement and kind of wondering what's been going on globally the past week or so, and maybe you've got some questions about that. CJ and Malia of Kloss Financial would love to answer your question. Again, our number is 321-1310. Toll free 877-235-1310. You can also find Kloss Financial online at klaasfinancial.com. You can also pick up the phone and give them a call at the office if you want to set up an appointment. Their number, 442-5637. It's 442-5637. You're also going to want to hold on to that telephone number. Coming up a little bit later in the program, we'll have our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week, your chance to win a fantastic prize. This week, got a $25 gift card for Red Lobster. We'll explain all about that again a little bit later on in the program. Right now, taking your call at 321-1310. Toll free 877-235-1310. Talking about New Year's resolutions, and we are talking about a little bit about making sure that you're putting enough money away. The other thing, too, and I found this very interesting, which is adding money to a spousal IRA for a non-working spouse. This is something that I had no idea you could do. What are we talking about there?
Yeah, so this is kind of an unknown fact for a lot of people, is if your spouse is not working and you are eligible based on total income, which you'll need to talk to your accountant about that as to whether or not you are. But if your spouse is not working, you can many times make a spousal IRA contribution. So you say, well, I already maxed out my IRA, so I can't put any more money in there. Well, you could potentially put in more money into your spouse's IRA. So that's a great opportunity, because sometimes you get to the end of the year, you're working with your accountant or doing taxes through TurboTax, and you come to find out, I owe an extra $1,500 to the government, right, mm-hmm. between the federal and the state, and you're just frustrated by that. Well, one of the options could be to make a full spousal contribution into a pre-tax IRA and potentially wipe out that tax liability.
Oh.
You'd be amazed, right? $6,500 or $6,000 into a traditional IRA could easily wipe out $1,000 of tax that you owe. And suddenly now you don't owe anything anymore. So try to take advantage of that. But by the way, you only have until April 15th to do this, right? So you have until April 15th of this year to make a spousal contribution for last year.
Very interesting stuff. Yeah, learn something new every day, which is partially why, you know, there's many reasons, but one of the reasons why I love doing the show with you guys is how much stuff we are learning. Let's talk a little bit about looking at your Roth 401k option and reviewing it. And this is a big one, and I know we touched on it a little bit earlier, but I think it's important is that full match and taking advantage of that, literally that free money. And people sometimes leave that on the table. It's crazy.
Right. You know, I mean, prior to 2008, we had seen a lot of corporations offer matches to their employees, meaning that if you put, they would match you up to a certain percentage if you put dollars forth into the plan. And as CJ and I will always joke about, which is true, is we can't offer our clients anything close to free money.
Mm-hmm.
That's not legal, and we wish we could do it, but we can't. But if your employer is offering that kind of match, first of all, don't be stupid. take advantage of it, put money into your own plan to at least secure the match. And even if they took the match away, it's your retirement we're always talking about on this show. So, you know, continue putting money into your retirement plan, but don't be silly and not at least take advantage of the plan. What we want people to do, though, at the beginning of the year is look at what is available in their plan. Does their retirement plan offer the 401k, the Roth 401k option? Not every plan does, but most of them are tending to offer that now, and see if it does make sense to at least be putting a percentage into that Roth. One thing we've talked about in previous shows is the fact that many people will say, well, I make too much to be able to put money into my Roth IRA. Well, all those rules and regs go off the table when it comes to a Roth 401k, and literally you can max out a Roth 401k irregardless of the amount of income you actually make in a year. So those are nice caveats to be aware of, and again, it goes back to what's right for your personal situation.
Yeah, I really hope all the listeners were paying close attention to what Malia was saying there. And if you're missing anything, by the way, on these shows, we post the podcasts on our website. But critical points that she's making about the Roth 401k contributions and the fact that the earnings maximums do not apply to Roth 401ks. We hear it all the time. I'd love to do a Roth, but I can't. I make too much money, right? And people kind of walk around with a badge of honor. I make too much money. And I go, well, hotshot, that really only applies to Roth IRA. So, you know, calm down and go put money into your Roth 401k.
So you're going to want to review your Roth 401k.
Let me, by the way, just a couple funny, fun stories about this whole matching thing. We have people come in who will literally look us in the eye and go, so I'm trying to decide who to work with. I'm interviewing a few firms and I want to know who's going to match my contributions the most. And literally I bust up laughing. I'm like, well, have you found somebody to do it? She goes, no, but I want to see if you're going to. And I go, I think you're misunderstanding employer versus money manager, right? A little bit different. I have other people who go, I take advantage of the match, but I won't do anything above that. They're not going to get my money. And I go, Wait, you don't understand. You certainly you want to put in up to the full matching dollar amount that they offer. But by golly, if you can save more than that, do it, right? And then finally, the last funny quick story is people will come in and go, no way, I don't put money into my 401k. No way. And why? Because they won't offer me a match. And I'm dumbfounded. I'm sitting here going, no. A match is a blessing. It's great. It's wonderful. Certainly, if they offered a match, you'd want to make sure you're taking advantage of that. But whether or not they offer you a match has nothing to do with whether or not you should be saving. So be responsible for yourself.
ECJ Kloss, she is Malia Cuevas. They come to us from Kloss Financial. If you have a question for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, they'd love to answer them for you right now at 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. So we're looking at these easy-to-make, easy-to-keep financial resolutions, a review of your retirement investment choices, and that is kind of an important one, isn't it?
It is, yeah. So, again, we've talked a lot about this, but know your investment options inside of your 401k plan and then build an allocation that works towards meeting your goals. Again, if you're younger, generally the idea is that you should have more stocks, more things that can grow over time. And if you're older and you're closer to retirement, you should be backing off that risk. Quick comment, and this will be our last kind of comment about easy to make and easy to keep goals. A lot of times people hear us talk about Roth 401k, traditional 401k. And they say, well, gosh, are those two different plans? Do I have to set up different plans with my employer? And how do I know? And this sounds complicated. Actually, it's not. If you're participating in a 401k plan right now at your employer, talk to your benefits department and just say, hey, do we have a Roth 401k? And if the answer is yes, usually you just log into your online portal, look at your contribution percentage, and divide it between Roth and traditional. It is one plan. And actually, it's one statement still, but within that statement, it'll show you how much of your money is Roth versus traditional.
CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas of Kloss Financial answering your questions at 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Coming up next, we'll talk debt. There are some people that say good debt and bad debt. There are others, Dave Ramsey, who say there's no such thing as debt. We'll talk about taking a look at your debt as well as savings goals in the new year. We will do all of that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIVA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Still got time for your question at 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Money in Motion brought to you by Kloss Financial. You can find them online, klossfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S financial.com. You can also call the office, 442-5637. Set up an appointment, learn a little bit more about Kloss. They'd love to talk with you. Also, hold on to that number. Coming up a little bit later in the segment, we'll have our Kloss quiz question of the week. Planning, getting prepared for the new year, talking about some things that you should be doing right now. And one of the questions is, of course, debt. How seriously should you be looking at debt, and how seriously should you be looking at those savings goals?
Well, I think if people listen to us regularly, I won't say that we are the junior Dave Ramsey's out there, but pretty close to it, because we really feel that for our clients to have the utmost choices when they do go to retire really means for them in their 40s and certainly their 50s to be taking care of any extra debts out there that they have. That's just going to open up the opportunity to be maxing out the 401ks that we've been talking about, maxing out the retirement plans, and really give a lift to your overall budget. So again, the word budget is not a bad word. Really what the word budget means is that you're looking at your overall income every month, and you're determining exactly how those dollars are going to be allocated towards debt, towards your retirement savings, and towards, you know, actually just living day to day. And what I would challenge our listeners to is if you have debt out there, obviously we'd like to get rid of the credit card debt as soon as possible, student loans as soon as possible. I always like to start with clients that we just meet. If you owe anything to the IRS, let's get that done first. So we do have our priorities. But ultimately what we're trying to get to is a better place than we were, say, last year, so that we can really be funding those pre-tax and after-tax accounts towards retirement.
Well, and let me add to what Malia's saying here. A lot of times when people hear the word budget, they consider it like a four-letter word, and they go, oh my goodness, that's just, you know, so difficult. And, you know, not that long ago, there was no such thing as online accounts. And you never knew how much you had in your bank account, think of your grandparents, unless they had a check ledger, right? And literally every penny and every transaction they made, they literally had to make a log of that. Now, because of current technology, we have gone completely the opposite direction to where now the idea of keeping track of your spending is almost like a burden. Mm-hmm. But here's what I want to dispel a myth. The myth is that a budget is a burden. The truth is that it's like taking shackles off your arms. I'm not kidding you. If you can develop a budget and actually track that, and in Dave Ramsey's point, you know, use cash, put it in envelopes to just simplify your overall budgeting process, you will be shocked at the freedom that it provides to your life. Gosh, I'm sounding like Dave Ramsey, right? Financial freedom. But it is so true. A budget is about freeing you to do the things you want to do with your finances. And I'll tell you, if you don't build a budget eventually, you are going to, even when your income goes up, you're going to still feel shackled by your lack of ability to save. So
I do know this on a personal note. My wife will some weeks give me cash and say, this is your money for lunch this week. I always stay in that budget. If she forgets to give me money that week, guess what? I go over each and every day. So it's hard. It's and again, that having that money divided and sitting down saying, here is the budget, this is goes to this, it really does help you. One more thing about debt, though. Not everything, you know, you mentioned credit cards and those type of things. Yeah, you know, pay those down, pay those off. What about things, though, like a mortgage? Most of us don't have, you know, the money today, or probably not this year, to pay off our mortgage, even if we put every penny to it. How do we manage that?
Well, I mean, if you're young, we would hope that you would have enough money to be able to pretty much put a very large down payment on a house with hopes that you could pay it off within a 15-year time period. Mm-hmm. But many of us and many of the prospects we meet with already, of course, have that mortgage in place. So the first thing we're going to say is, have you had it refinanced? Are you getting the best possible rates? Even with the rates incrementally going up, it's still the best time right now in the last couple years to refinance. So is the mortgage debt at the lowest possible price to be paying on it? That would be ideal. Paying it down, you know, a 10 to 15 year period of time would make way more sense than doing a 30-year mortgage today. So those types of debts are going to be there. We'd like you to be chewing that down, though. And then finally, there's college debt. College debt, hopefully you've got yours paid off, but many of our clients assume their children's college debt, and that's a whole other question. How far into your own retirement monies and so forth do you want to be taking from that to help put your kids through college? So those are sensitive areas. Everybody's got their different viewpoints on that, but as CJ said, ultimately, you don't want to be shackled with debt as you move towards retirement.
Well, and kind of final plug here for Kloss Financial, although that's not really my intent. It's more of making people realize they have options when it comes to advice. So we have a division within Kloss Financial called Kloss 360 that specifically focuses on just giving people like hourly advice, right? You don't have to have a bazillion dollars to invest with us. It's a very simple, clean, clear division. And what I'll say to you is Malia and I have worked with thousands of households. Our company has been in business for over, as of this year, 40 years now. Wow. So we've seen so many debt scenarios that, trust me, nothing that you're going to show us is unique. And so in 30 minutes, Malia and I can look at your debt situation, look at your equity situation, and very, very quickly say, here's how we would prioritize paying it off. And that alone can just, again, free you to say, all right, all extra cash flow is going towards this debt first, then this debt, then this debt, and we call it the snowball effect. So, you know, a lot of times people don't go and get advice because they're either embarrassed or they don't think they have enough money to get advice. Do yourself a favor, get some guidance as you head into the new year and get some focus on where you should be paying down debt first.
And if you're doing everything like you should be, we'll tell you that. And we'll give you that gold star, and we'll tell you how to even make it better.
She's Malia Cuevas. He is CJ Kloss of Kloss Financial. Of course, they bring you Money in Motion every Thursday right here on 1310 WIBA. You can find them online, klossfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S. financial.com, or you can pick up the phone, give them a call at 442-5637. It's 442-5637. You want to hold on to that telephone number because right now it is time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I will ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial offices, and if you are the first caller with the correct answer, you will win a $25 gift card for Red Lobster. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. When is the cutoff date to add dollars into a non-working spouse's IRA? The telephone number, 608-442-5637. That's 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you will win that $25 gift card. This is Money in Motion. CJ Malia, you guys have a great week.
Thanks.
John.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.